It's been a long time coming, but County Road 49 in Prince Edward County is getting fixed. Councillors and municipal staff gathered last Thursday to welcome the news from Parliamentary Assistant Rick Brisset that the Ontario government is committing $45 million towards the $54 million price tag for the reconstruction of County Road 49. The road is the eastern gateway linking Highway 401 to the county and is vital to the community, economic development, and tourism. It was originally planned as a tri-level project, however, the federal government did not come through. Officials and citizen groups have lobbied tirelessly for financial help. Construction will start this summer and finish in 2027. We hear more from MPP Tyler Alsop.
Though I live in Belleville, Prince Edward County has always been a special place for me. My grandparents moved out to Picton Bay when they retired in the mid-1990s, and many of my fondest childhood memories happened right here in this community, from finding fossils in the limestone cliffs, fishing off my grandparents' dock, and driving into town for ice cream and Slickers or lunch at Gus's restaurant. We spent many summer days enjoying the beauty of Sandbanks Park, visiting local galleries and watching movies in the evenings at the Mustang Drive-In. It was the natural beauty of Prince Edward County, the sense of community, and the incredible quality of life that we enjoy here that first drew my grandparents here over 30 years ago, and it seems that they may have been a bit ahead of their time. In the years since, the county has changed and grown in many ways, but its appeal both far and wide has remained. These days, over 1 million people come to visit the county every year to enjoy our breathtaking provincial parks, our beaches, and to indulge in culinary and vineyard experience, to golf, to immerse themselves in our rich arts and cultural scene. For others, it is not a day trip or weekend that they have in mind, but to find a home right here in the county, to raise a family, to follow their dreams, or to retire. In order to do any of that, however, you need to be able to get here. Which brings us to our announcement today, County Road 49. As many of you who are gathered here will know, County Road 49 has been a point of contention in this community since 1998, not long after I first started visiting the county as a child. I'm sorry for how that makes some of the people in the audience feel. It has been ranked among the worst roads in Canada by CAA 8 times, and as the years go by due to spalling and cracking of the cement, its condition continues to worsen. Not only is this the eastern gateway to Prince Edward County and a key route for incoming tourists, it is also the road on which the new hospital is located, the new and expanded long-term care home, and has the potential to help unlock thousands of housing units right when and where we need them the most. Every time I've door knocked in Prince Edward County, the issue of 49 has been at the forefront. After the 2024 by-election, where County Road 49 was front and center, my first call with the Premier was about how we can fix this road. At the time, a tri-level funding agreement was of interest, and after a successful application, nearly $20 million was pledged by the province, which I was excited to announce last January. In the months that have passed since, it became increasingly clear that the goal of a partnership between the municipality, the province, and the federal government would not be realized. Considering this, and with the knowledge that County Road 49 was a critical piece of infrastructure for this community, we knew that we had to move forward and to make the dream of a new road a reality. I am so excited to be here for this announcement today to let everyone know in Prince Edward County that we are getting it done.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.